convictions. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Former Minneapolis police officers Tu Tao J. King and Thomas Lane have been convicted of federal charges of violating the civil rights of George Floyd by denying him medical care, as former officer Derek Chauvin, convicted of Floyd's murder, knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes.
Jurors heard from over 30 witnesses in the case, including from all three former officers. Derek Chauvin, as part of a deal with prosecutors, did plead guilty to spare him any more prison time.
Fox's Jeff Manasa, the defense had argued two of the officers had poor training and deferred to Chauvin as the senior officer. In a statement, Floyd family attorney Ben Crump said, in part, today closes another important chapter in our journey for justice for George Floyd and his family. President Biden responding with further sanctions against Russia after its troops went deeper into Ukraine.
Russia's largest banks are cut off from the U.S. economy, and assets of wealthy Russian oligarchs are frozen as part of a sanctions package President Biden says will impose a severe cost to Russia.
We will limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, euros, pounds, and yen.
The sanctions package also includes export controls designed to limit Russia's ability to import components for their aerospace, defense, and high-tech sectors.
This is going to take time, and we have to show resolve so he knows what's coming, and so the people of Russia know what he's brought on them.
President Biden says more severe sanctions remain possible. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
European Union leaders have agreed to impose their own set of sanctions against Russia that it says will have massive and severe consequences, approving measures against Russia's financial, energy, and transport sectors and restrictions on exports and financing. The CDC will ease federal mask mandates starting tomorrow as COVID cases fall. That's according to the Associated Press. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff reacting to the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
This is a terrible tragedy for the people of Ukraine. I think it's the result of a Kremlin dictator terrified of the development of democracies on his border, showing the Russian people that they can enjoy a better quality of life than under the despotism of Vladimir Putin.
And Schiff says sanctions against Russia will need to be dramatically increased to stop Putin, including penalties against Russia's biggest bank. The family of an armed man who was shot in the back by Chicago police during a foot chase have filed a federal lawsuit claiming the city is partly responsible for the killing of Anthony Alvarez because there was no policy dictating officers' actions during such pursuits. Chicago police declined to comment to the Associated Press, saying it does not comment on pending litigation. The CDC has revised its list of international destinations to avoid due to COVID-19 case numbers.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has added four Asian countries to its level four travel list: Bhutan, Brunei, Iran, and Malaysia. The level four distinction denotes countries with very high levels of COVID-19. The CDC says to avoid travel to the list of level four countries, which now stands at about 140. The warning list also includes tourist hotspots like Jamaica, Mexico, Aruba, Australia, France, Greece, Italy, Spain, and the UK. CDC officials say if you are going to travel, be sure to be fully vaccinated before you go. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth continues to experience cold-like symptoms from COVID, postponing two events today. It was the second time this week the 95-year-old monarch has canceled virtual sessions, though she did speak by phone with Prime Minister Boris Johnson, which is seen as a sign of her recovery. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.